Cross-country runners from around the state hit the track in Brooklyn to decide who is fastest. And the results are in on the soccer pitch. Find out who the big winners are. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. For the third straight year, Muskegon Western Michigan Christian are your MHSAA Division IV boys soccer champions.
Minute 15 remaining.
Best part of the game right now.
DeYoung slips it ahead to Bonema. Bonema moving in, takes the shot and scores. Bonema will put it in the back of the net with 1:04 to play.
Dagger.
Down to two, one, and the three-peat for the Warriors. Nothing victory here today. The goal with 1:04 remaining in the game. Mason Bonema, his seventh of the season.
That was Joe Jason and Clark Udell with the call on the NFHS Network. The other three boys soccer champions are Rochester Adams in Division One. It's the Highlanders' second title in 3 years as they knocked off Byron Center 2-0 in the title game. Division Two saw Warren De La Salle Collegiate defeat Forest Hills Northern 4-1 for the program's sixth soccer championship. And in Division Three, Pontiac Notre Dame Prep won a wild one 3-2 over Elk Rapids. It's the Fighting Irish's first ever boys soccer title. For more on a great day at Grand Ledge High School, be sure to check out MHSAA.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Hudsonville kicker Ian Jenkins. His 35-yard field goal on the game's final play gave his team a 25-23 win over East Kentwood. Oxford running back Luke Johnson. He scored twice in a 21-14 win over Davison, giving Oxford its first playoff win in 3 years. And to Riverview quarterback Lucas Thompson, he ran in a two-point conversion with 20 seconds left to lift Riverview to a 22-21 win over neighboring Trenton.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We've got a football overtime question for you today. In high school, what is the only way a defensive team can score in overtime? Can they return an interception for a touchdown? Can they pick up a fumble and take it back for a touchdown? If you said yes to either of those, you're wrong. In overtime, if the defense gains possession of the ball, be it by fumble or interception, the play is over. There is no advancing of the ball, and the offensive possession is over. So back to the original question, how can the defense score in overtime? There's only one way, via safety. And with teams starting at the 10-yard line, that would be a pretty wild play, and it would end the game with a defensive team victorious.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. In the rolling Irish Hills of Brooklyn, Michigan, the cross-country finals were held at Michigan International Speedway, and there were plenty of performances to recap. In Division One, for the second straight year, Romeo was the best on the girls' side, and for the third straight year, Northville was the best on the boys' side. In Division Two, Goodrich edged past Zeeland East for the girls' championship, and Allendale won the boys' championship. Freeland's T.J. Hansen lowered his own D2 record to 14 minutes, 50.5 seconds, which is the fourth fastest time in any division at MIS. Division 3 saw Lansing Catholic win the girls' title and Traverse City St. Francis the boys' title. And in Division 4, Whitmore Lake won the title on the girls' side, Hillsdale Academy on the boys' side. Kalamazoo Hackett Catholic Prep's Merrick Butkevich set a Division 4 record, running the race in 15 minutes, 9 seconds. For more from MIS, please check us out online. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.